us. William, you were in the game most of the time. You had West Indies 4 down, then they managed 250, then while chasing Ed Joyce and Kevin O'Brien were looking great.
Yeah, they were. Obviously, those managing both of them in that over knocked us back a long way. We just managed to get up probably both at DLN, and they looked pretty well set. But yeah, you got to give credit to the West Indies. They kept coming there and broke that partnership. It was unfortunate to lose both in the same over. And as I said, we never really got going again from there.
What are the positives that you can draw from this game?
Look, we're taking wickets. We're pegging teams back. I think this. Well, lads have obviously bowled pretty well there in large periods. Obviously, Murs getting 4 for there, body bowled pretty well. Two spinners were quite tight. So, look, I think we've bowled quite well. We set ourselves up there after having been put in the back foot. We lost 2 for the early ones, 40 for 3, I think it was. And Joycey and Nobby set it up. So, unfortunately, to lose Nobby when we did for 100 for 3 there after 25, then we're quite well set again. So, it's unfortunate to do that. But, yeah, look, we've played some very good cricket. We have played some very good cricket over the last 5-6 months. So, we're not let us hamper us too much.
Last game against the UAE is an extremely important one. How you are looking forward to that game?
Yeah, it's obviously potentially a 2-pointer for us. So we win that game, take 2 points into the Super 6, and then we go from there. It's a hell of a lot of cricket we've played in this tournament yet. One game setting us back. Obviously, it would have been a big 2 points if we had gotten them today. But yeah, we just got to go on, move on to Monday now and look to pick up those 2 points and then move into Super 6.
Thank you, William. All the best for the next game.
Thanks, man.